Good afternoon, friends. This is Lynn Harris with Restoration in the Sun Ministries and Creative Media Ministries, and we're here to encourage you in your walk with God and to lift up your spirits this afternoon. And we have a short devotional for you called, What is the Significance of the Scarlet Thread? What is the significance of the scarlet thread? Many people have heard about the scarlet thread throughout the Bible. For one, the scarlet thread runs through every book of the Bible. We will see that the Bible mentions a scarlet thread in several different contexts, from an unusual childbirth to the high priestly garments to the conquest of Canaan. One of the places we read about a scarlet thread is in Genesis 38, verses 27 to 30. Judah, one of Jacob's sons and brother to Joseph, was married to Tamar, who gave birth to twins. One twin stuck his arm out of the birth canal, so the midwife tied a scarlet thread around its wrist to help Tamar know which child was born first. So let me read from Genesis 38, 27 to 30. It says, quote, Then it happened, as he drew back his hand, that his brother came out unexpectedly. And the midwife said, How did you break through? This breach be upon you. Therefore his name was called Perez, which means breakthrough or break out. Afterward, his brother came out who had the scarlet thread on his hand, and his name was called Zerah. End quote. In the case of Perez and Zerah, the scarlet thread was to indicate who was to have the designation and privileges of being the firstborn. To all appearances, Zerah seemed to be the one. But God had different plans, and Perez was the firstborn. In God's providence, it was through Perez that the line of the Lord Jesus Christ proceeded, Matthew 1, 3. The Bible also mentions scarlet thread or scarlet yarn as part of the tabernacle's curtains in Exodus 26, 1, and the high priest's ephod, Exodus 28, 6, along with the threads of gold and blue and purple. Scripture does not comment on the significance of those colors in the curtains or the ephod, but some commentators surmise that the gold, blue, and purple foreshadow Christ's glory, heavenly origin, and his kingly position, while the scarlet thread represents Christ's atoning work on the cross through the shedding of his blood. Another significant mention of the scarlet thread is in Joshua 2. Two spies had been sent to Jericho in advance of the Israelites' taking of that city. The spies were hidden in Jericho by Rahab, the harlot, who expressed her faith in Israel's God and protected the spies. You can read that in Hebrews 11:31. Rahab allowed the Hebrew spies to escape from Jericho by letting them down through her window by the means of a rope made of scarlet thread. As they departed, the spies told Rahab, Tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window, Joshua 2:18, with the promise that she and her entire household would be kept safe in the coming invasion. And by faith, Rahab obeyed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window, verse 21. Later, when the walls of Jericho fell down and the Israelites took the city, Joshua commanded that Rahab and her family be spared, Joshua 6:22-23. Making her home was, of course, the cord of scarlet thread. It's easy to dismiss the color of Rahab's rope as mere coincidence, but the scarlet color is very significant. The rope in her window was a sign of her faith and led to her salvation, as she was not destroyed with the rest of Jericho. The scarlet rope, the color of blood, worked for Rahab much as the blood of the Passover lamb had worked during the Exodus, when every home had to be marked with blood, and those homes that had the blood over their doorposts were spared the death that night. Exodus 12:13. God's mercy and forgiveness of Rahab the harlot was signified by a rope of scarlet thread, which becomes a symbol of the blood of Christ. Again, in Revelation 6:9-11, we have a glimpse of the scarlet thread of the martyrs as it describes those who were killed for Jesus' sake. Revelation 6:9-11, quote, When he ripped off the fifth seal, I saw the souls of those killed because they had held firm in their witness to the word of God. They had gathered under the altar and cried out in loud prayers, How long, strong God, holy and true, how long before you step in and avenge our murders? Then each martyr was given a white robe and told to sit back, wait until the full number of martyrs was filled from among their servant companions and friends in the faith. The scarlet thread or border is also described in the Writings of Inspiration by Ellen White in her vision of what she saw in a vision of heaven, and I quote, "We passed through the woods. We were on our way to Mount Zion. As we were traveling along, we met a company who were also gazing at the glories of the place. I noticed red as a border on all their garments. Their crowns were brilliant. Their robes were pure white. As I greeted them, I asked Jesus, 'Who were they?' Jesus said, 'They are the martyrs that had been slain for him. With them was an innumerable company of little ones. They had a hem of red on their garments also.'" From the book Heaven, page 136, end quote. Every instance of the scarlet thread leads us up to Jesus' death on the cross. It was there the prophecy of his coming and sacrifice were fulfilled, as it is written in Hebrews 7:26-27, which tells us that, quote, "It was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy and innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who has no daily need like those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because he did this once and for all time when he offered up himself," end quote. This means, my friends, the forgiveness of sin is no longer dependent on the continual shedding of blood. Hallelujah. The scarlet thread of Jesus' blood began in Genesis, and it ends with his second coming and his victory over Satan. Revelation 19:12-16 tells us, quote, "His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Certainly there is power and victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. It reminds me of the old hymn I love that said, "There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb." As I first stated, the scarlet thread runs through every book of the Bible. It's a great adventure to trace the story of God's redemption plan every time you read it. Jesus' death on the cross is the foundation of every Christian's faith. Let me repeat that. Jesus' death on the cross is the foundation of every single Christian's faith. Without him shedding his holy blood to pay the debt of our sin, we would have no hope of eternal life and heaven. But thanks be to God, we have been redeemed. Amen. Theologians and Bible students sometimes refer to the scarlet thread running through the Bible. By this, they mean that the Bible's theme is Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for the redemption of mankind. The blood of Christ runs throughout the entire Bible symbolically. It is seen in the animals killed in Eden to provide garments for Adam and Eve, the ram that took Isaac's place on the altar of Moriah, the Passover lamb, the blood covering the doorpost in Egypt, the institution of the sacrificial system, the scarlet robe of Rahab, and the thousands of years of sacrifices that were performed at the tabernacle and temple. The scarlet thread runs all the way up to John the Baptist's declaration when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," John 1:29, and to the foot of the cross, where Jesus finally says out loud, "It is finished," John 19:30. My friends, do you need the forgiveness of God in your life today? I know I surely do. The Bible clearly tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9:22. And in Hebrews 10:19, it says that now where there is forgiveness of these things, an offering for sin is no longer required. That is why Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished." In 1 John 1:9 and 1 John 2:12, it states that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you on account of his name. The symbolism of the scarlet thread in the Bible is so significant. The scarlet thread is the theme of atonement, our total reconciliation forever between God and man found throughout the passages of Scripture. Listen to the lyrics that Andre Crouch wrote in his song, "The blood will never lose its power." Let me read. "The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and it calms my fears and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power." Please listen as Ange sings this beautiful song of praise to the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose, it will never lose, it will
Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the blood that takes away all sin, that covers our lives as though we never sinned. We just can't even imagine what that must look like. But Lord, tonight, as we have JJ and McKenna, John and Susie, Grace, Ange, myself, and Allison, and your angels are here, and maybe others are on the line that can't be with us verbally. We just commit all of us into your keeping. Father, we thank you for bringing J.J. and McKenna through this school year. We praise your name. We praise your name that no weapon formed against them can prosper. Satan can do all he wants, but you have covered these children with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you'll bring them through this summer with blessings. Surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life. Lord, whatever plans you have for them, nothing can snatch them out of your hands. And that, Lord, your perfect plans, your perfect protection as they drive home will be over them and cover them. Lord, we are so grateful to have them here with us, and we just pray that you will reach in and heal their hearts and answer their prayers, guide them and direct them in the best pathway for life. We commit them to you, Lord, that you will keep them and direct them and bring them joy and happiness in this earthly life as well as eternity to come. We thank you for this time together as we come and close the Sabbath hours, and we just come as a family of God, Lord, each one of us. We bring our lives to you and leave them in your hands. We thank you for this message, Lord, of how your blood was shed for us personally, that we matter to you and that you created us because you just want to love us. Help us not resist your love. Help us to let you love us and take that love and send it out to all those in the circle of our influence. In Jesus' name, amen.